Hello, and keeping in line with my previous promise, as you can see, I did not start with any religious salutation. And the reason for that is, of course, that we haven't proven the veracity of any religion or even the existence of God at this point in time. This conversation is the continuation of our previous talk, in which we had talked about truth and in which we had talked about whether or not knowing the truth is important, and we have decided that truth is the most important and most pertinent entity in our lives, and knowing truth is extremely important. As a second component of the previous conversation, today we are going to talk about certain existential questions that have existed throughout the ages in all human races at all point in times, irrespective of the gender, class, and race of human beings, men and women, black and white, chained and unchanged, free and enslaved. All human beings have asked these questions over and over again and have searched relentlessly for the answers to these questions. Namely, who are we? What is our purpose? And what is our end? The answer to these questions require an understanding of the tools that are necessary to understand the answer to these questions. Meaning that we need to know how are we going to find the answer to these questions. And these answers, when we find them, what do they mean for us? What is the link of these answers to our everyday life? So this is obviously important and pertinent. So if we kind of look at these questions in an objective manner, we need to find a tool that allows us objectivity. As you can see, we are different in almost all the aspects of our lives, and in all the aspects and in all the manners from each other. For example, somebody is a black person, somebody is a white person, somebody is a brown person. So we are different in our color of skins, we are different in our thinking, we are different in our thoughts, we are different in our likings, in our disliking. Well, somebody like one thing, somebody dislike one thing. We are different in our geography, in the manner we eat, in the manner we wear clothes, etc., etc., etc. So there is a huge diversity among all of us that is an inherent part of every human being, and does not really, in that manner, bring us together, and it does. Therefore, these entities per se, in themselves, do not have the capacity to provide a universal answer to these questions. So that's a very important point to understand. So the next question that one can arise is, well, then these questions may not have a universal answer. If that is true, then we will see that such a mentality, such a thought process will yield results that are not liked by human beings. Human beings do not like conflict. Human beings like to live in peace. Human beings like to live in harmony. We are always trying to find common grounds so that we can all live together as a prosperous and healthy human race. This has been the quest of the entire human race throughout the ages, whether it is the time which was 10,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, 500 years ago, 50 years ago, or today. Human beings do not like wars, human beings do not like conflict, and therefore differences, if we focus on our differences and look towards them to find the answers towards existential questions, a conflict is inevitable to brew and to take place, and that goes against the inherent human nature. This, therefore, makes us think and seek a formula or a mechanism or a method that will allow us to seek a common answer, yielding a common basis for humanity to come together, to live together, to prosper together in a just, equitable, and appropriate and safe environment. Therefore, this criteria must be universal, must be acceptable, and must therefore be satisfying to all people of all ages of all time. Is there such a criteria? Is the question. Now we can seek whether or not there is such a criteria. I present to you that the only criteria that is available to and is acceptable to all human races is logic, is reason. And reason, to the depth of its core, is the common thread that sews and soothes and brings together all the humanity into one purpose, into one network, into one entity, as one common community. So it is that logic, it is that understanding. This is the tool. Some people who are so-called modernists, they would come in and then they will say, well, experiment and observations are the methods and tools to reach the truth. We will respectfully disagree. I will respectfully disagree with such a notion, because if a person keeps on conducting experiments in order to deduct and deduce from such experiment, logic is necessary. It is important to apply reasoning to experimentation in order to make deduction. Same is the case with observation. If we observe, observation is an independent entity. We observe, for example, sun coming out in the sky. It's an observation. We observe moon coming out from the sky. It's an observation. We observe chemical reactions in a petri dish. We observe multiple outside events like growing of plants, etc., happening, occurrence of rain, etc., in the environment. In themselves, these occurrences, these incidents, these events, these observations, these experiments would mean nothing unless we try to understand them, we try to apply logic to them, we try to apply reasoning to them, and therefore make deductions from them. Therefore, logic is the final common pathway, is the final tool that is used to understand all our observations, all our experiments, and all our surroundings when we would like to understand those surroundings. Hence, logic becomes the criteria for understanding. For example, the concept of addition is a logical concept. It is always a constant among human race. Somebody who is talking about 2 plus 2 with the understanding of 2 plus 2 as the concept of addition and what 2 and 2 mean, when we apply that concept, this is always 4. No matter where we go in our universe, if we change the criteria to one way or the other, those changes are accepted within those criterias per dictation by the logic, and therefore logic becomes the criteria for understanding. 2 plus 2 are 4 in Mars, 2 plus 2 are 4 in Earth, they are 4 in United States, they are 4 in Timbuktu, they are 4 in the Amazon, where people might not even have been exposed to any religion or any type of civilization. So the concept of addition, the concept of subtraction are constant. For example, within the context of a house and a room, A room is always smaller than its own house when all the context and time and space are kept as constant. This criteria is universally acceptable, is universally accepted. So if somebody comes and says, what if there are criteria that we don't know of, and why shouldn't we base our decisions on those criteria? Or what if those criteria ever come to us and then they are presented to us and they shatter our current criteria? My answer, respectfully, to such a critique is simple, which is human beings in all ages and in all times and all human beings, regardless of their education, their capabilities, they may be scientists or they may be janitors or they may be complete illiterate. But when they make decisions, they make decisions based on known entities, known understanding, and known criteria. Nobody says that I'm not going to decide, I'm going to suspend my decisions because there may be an unknown out there that can negate my current understanding. The answer to such a critique will be that we will address the unknown when it becomes known to us. When it becomes known to us, if it negates our current understanding, we will accept it. If it doesn't negate, then we have not lost anything. So the most important thing is to apply the criteria of knowledge and understanding that we understand today, and not to leave our decision making for a supposed criteria that do not even exist, or if they exist are not known to us at this point in time. Therefore, in summary, we conclude that logic is the criteria that is used to understand the truth. It is the tool, like the physician has tool to understand the diagnosis of a patient, such as a stethoscope and other tests and etc. Logic is the tool that is used by humanity and is available to humanity in general and in specific to understand whatever truth they would like to understand. Hence, in our conversation, we will use logic as the criteria. So now, coming back to our conversation pertaining to the existential questions, that is, who are we, what is our purpose, and what is our end? I would like to first address the question, who are we? So the answer to that could be simple or complicated, but I would like to stick to the simple one, which is, if we look around us, we find that there are many types of existences around us. There are existences that do not show any attributes pertaining to life, like stone, like bricks, like sand, and other entities. Then there are entities that are showing and manifest properties of life. These are plants, bacteria, various animal life forms, etc. And then we notice that there is a hierarchy in it. So we see a plethora, a diverse amount of existences, some of them manifesting attributes of life, and some of them not manifesting the attributes of life. We see around us all these entities, and we see that from an intellectual and intelligence standpoint, we are the most evolved species, we are the most evolved entity, and we are capable of using, and we are capable of studying, understanding, and we are able to comprehend our environment because of our ability to acquire knowledge through our environment, to comprehend it, to understand it, to interpret it, and then to deduce from it. These attributes of ours have provided us with the mechanisms, with the tools, and with the ability to utilize the surroundings that are available to us in a beneficial and effective man our ability to study our environment, to acquire understanding from it, to comprehend from it, to interpret it, and to deduce from it, that allows us to be the superior most entity, the superior most existence that is known on this planet, that is present on this planet. And we manifest this superiority by our ability to reign the remainder of the existences, to manipulate them to our benefit, to use them to our advantage, and hopefully use them in a conscientious and in a respectable and an appropriate manner. So this ability of ours is the one that makes us superior. Otherwise, if this, it was not due to this ability, we would probably be very weak. And therefore, having this ability in us makes us understand that we are the most superior entity, most superior being in this planet. Now, once we realize and we understand this, then the next question is, what is our purpose? In order to understand this question, we would have to understand our surroundings even better and a little bit in more detail than we have done before. And I would like to invite you to look at a very simple chart that I have tried to make in this regard. Now, in this chart, I would like to show you, it's a very simple pyramid, and it talks about the type of existences that are present in this universe. So we have inanimate and non-living objects such as water, such as sand, such as gravel, stone, sun, stars, and moon, and what have you, air, etc. Then we have another set of existence which we term as lower life forms, such as bacteria, viruses, certain type of plants, certain other types of animals, etc. On top of them, in the hierarchy, are other higher life forms, such as highly evolved plants, and even higher than them being highly evolved animals, you know, such as lions, elephants, chimpanzees, gorillas, etc. And yet on top of it, we place the mankind, which is superior to the remainder of the entities that we already taught. And we see, if we look around in our environment, that the inanimate and non-living objects are supporting and are moving towards the sustenance of the lower and other life forms, and which in turn, the lower life forms are moving in a direction of the sustenance of the higher life forms. In general, the lower life forms, such as bacteria, for example, ferment the soil, which in turn is necessary for the growth of plants, which are in turn necessary in the food chain to provide food to certain animals, which are then in turn necessary to become food for other animals. And we see that all of these entities are serving entities that are higher than themselves. The inanimate objects entity are serving all other higher entities, and so on and so forth. And we see that if we take a look into the a closer look into this pyramid, we will see that there is a pattern in the purpose of each entity, which is, if you make a graph of life and object form, which is life form, whether it is animate or inanimate, as the hierarchy of the life form progresses, the purpose of them progresses upward, in an upward direction as well, meaning that the lower life form or the lower existence is serving for the sustenance and for the provision of the higher existence, meaning the purpose of the lower form of existence is to serve the existence which is higher to that form of existence. In this manner, we have an axiom to conclude, a deduction to make. We understand our surroundings, if we can bring the focus back to from the chart. Now, looking at the chart, therefore, we understand that the purpose of ourselves, if we take a look at our surroundings, is pretty obvious. Meaning that in our surroundings, when we understand, we acquire an understanding from our surroundings, we acquire the data, and when we look at our surroundings, we see and we find that the lower existence is serving the higher existence. And we then, when we comprehend this formula, when we comprehend this axiom and we deduce, we understand that since lower life forms are serving the higher life form, so the purpose is higher than the existence itself. So then we look at ourselves and we say, if everybody else's purpose is higher than themselves, then what is going to be our purpose? The answer to that can be, our purpose is to serve the lower life forms. If that is our sole purpose, then there is a problem. And we'll talk about this in a second. The other scenario is that our purpose is to serve our equal form, meaning just humanity, our human fellows. If this in by itself becomes the purpose, if this is the purpose in itself, then there is a problem, because this does not conform with the overall universal deduction, the axiom that we have understood from our surrounding. So the next question, therefore, the next scenario is how come, or is our purpose higher than us? This, even though appears to be in line with the axiom that we have deduced from our surroundings, but then leaves the answer open, that is, what is above us. And we are going to talk about this at a later time. However, at this juncture in time, I would like to talk about another entity, which is, for example, I would like to say that if we have a computer at home, the purpose of the computer is to allow us to do certain tasks easily, is to serve the humans, is to serve, for example, the student, solve the problems that they are facing. You know, they do it by word processing, by Excel, by PowerPoint. Those who have bought computers to play games, the computer's purpose is to allow the owner to play a game on it, etc. Now, if the computer does not perform its purpose, if the computer breaks or starts, for example, instead of playing game, it starts to crash and not play the game, or it starts doing some other stuff, then the owner who has bought the computer for a very specific purpose will obviously find the computer useless. It will have no purpose left for the owner. It would have no utility and usefulness left. Therefore, such a computer will either go to a repair shop, and if it could not be repaired, it will be trashed. It will be junked. Another way to look at this scenario, and another example which may be pertinent, is if somebody has a car. The purpose of the car is to take the person from point A to point B, from origin to destination. If, for example, the car breaks down, then no matter how good or bad the car is, no matter how much expensive or how less expensive it is not doing its purpose. It's not fulfilling its purpose. It's not performing its job. And if that is in fact the case, then either it will be needing repairs. And if it cannot be repaired, then, and therefore it will be deduced that it is incapable of fulfilling its purpose, When it is incapable of fulfilling its purpose, then it will be junked. It will be trashed. It will be sent to junkyard, where it will be broken up and will be recycled into the system. Therefore, we understand that those entities that do not fulfill their purpose are destined towards destruction. They are destined towards annihilation, and they are destined towards going to junkyard or going to trash. So in this universe, if we do not fulfill our purpose, we will be choosing to trash our own selves. We will be choosing a path of our own annihilation. We'll be choosing a path of our own destruction. Therefore, it is extremely important and extremely pertinent to see what our purpose is and how we are going to understand and deduce it. Thus, we need to understand what our purpose is. We need to understand that, and we also need to understand how are we going to fulfill that purpose. And universe tells us that there is a purpose. Our inherent self tells us that we look for purpose. We do not perform any act without purpose. If we go to school, there is a purpose to it, that we would like to graduate and go and get a job. If we get a job, there is a purpose to it, that is, we like to make money. If we like to make money, there is a purpose to it, because we like to get comfort through it, etc., etc. Each and every action of human being is not without a purpose, is for a purpose, with a purpose. We are a purposeful entity. We are a purposeful existence. We do not perform any act without a purpose. Those of us who do perform an act without a purpose are usually and invariably sent to mental asylum for treatment of psychiatric disorders. And therefore, the norm is that no action is without a purpose. And purpose is the integral part of any action and any activity. Hence, we need to classify, clarify, and identify our purpose. And the purpose, if it is lower than ourselves, then that will be a problem, because it goes against the direction of universe. It goes against the deduction of our logic. It goes against the deduction and under our understanding of the environment. It is not possible, it is not logical to assume and to deduce that lower entities, lower life forms will have a higher purpose, and we, the highest life form, will have a purpose lower than ourselves. It would assume that the entire universe is going in an upward direction, and the human being, the superior most entity, is going in a downward direction. We never make such assumption ever in any aspect of our life. We do not use this criteria in any field in our life, whether it is a field of home science, home economics, managing our home, or going to school, or in physics, chemistry, biology, social sciences. In every place, we talk about human progress, human excellence, human endeavors, human desire to move upward in ladders. We do not desire to go down in our ladders. So it is in it. If we were to believe, if we were to agree that our sole purpose in itself, because is to serve entities that are lower than us, then that is against not only common sense, but also against our observation and deductions in this universe. Therefore, we will have to conclude that our purpose is higher than ourselves. And if the purpose is higher than ourselves, then the next question is there a higher entity? And if there is a higher entity, what does it mean? And what does it entail? And what responsibilities do we have in terms or in lieu or towards that higher entity? Now, this topic, of course, we are going to talk, this is a topic which is independent and stands on its own, and will bring together our conversation about truth and our conversation about purpose in life together, and it will tie these two entities together. We are going to talk about this topic, which is there an entity higher than us, superior than us, or is there a God? This we will talk about in our next conversation. Till then, otherwise, I would like to wish you a very good evening. I hope you have a great day and stay tuned for our next conversation about existence of God and what is the purpose in our life. Thank you very much.